I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more.
You are listening to Hillbilly Shorts. Thank you so much for your patronage.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 80 of Hillbilly Shorts. I'm Gerardito.
And I'm Trece. That's all I can do.
It's none of that work.
I can't roll my tongue at all.
Repite, por favor.
Ude, duda. Uya.
Roja.
Oh. I
don't know. Olay, what?
Olay for Tolay.
Well, we're going to continue on with our cryptids for this week. Knowing how I hate cryptids, I don't know why I chose to do cryptids all week long, but I should just spread them out like one every 6 years. But I found some cool ones. I can handle them in small doses.
Yeah.
The minis work. Tonight, we're going to talk about what may or may not be a cryptid, which is the Ozark Howler. And I say that because...
He said, ow!
That would be the Werewolf of London, not the Ozark Howler.
Oh. Well, they all sound the same, don't they?
No, not this one.
A howl's a howl? No?
Can I get on with the story?
Sorry.
So the reason I say that is there's a lot of people who believe that this is a hoax. So the Ozark Howler is also known as the Ozark Black Howler, or just the Howler. It's a cryptid that supposedly resides in the remote areas of Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. There are some varying descriptions of the Ozark Howler, as witnesses often give conflicting accounts of the creature they claim to have seen. The most general description that can be pieced together is a creature that's the size of a bear, with a thick, stocky body, shaggy hair, and a beard like that of a billy goat, glowing red eyes, and sometimes even having horns protruding out of its head. The creature also has a tail. But one of the many things that witnesses can't agree on is whether it has a short tail or a long tail.
Oh.
Some witnesses have claimed it resembles a giant cat, much bigger than a cougar. Others have described it as a cat-like monster, along with having the aforementioned horns and glowing eyes, making them doubt the idea that it might have, you know, they might have even seen a cat.
Right. Would have had to well, so what's else. Bigger than a...
Bread box?
No, the cat you were saying.
Oh, I don't know.
Like a mountain lion? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, they're saying it's bigger than that, though.
Like a... What's bigger than that?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure that out.
But most sightings agree that it's black or at least dark in color.
Mm-hmm.
So that also cuts out the mountain lion thing.
Oh.
Could be a jaguar.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Jaguar. Jaguar.
The most distinctive feature, though, of the Ozark Howler is its unusual cry. Far more people have claimed to have heard the Ozark Howler than to have seen it. It's agreed upon by all witnesses that the creature has a terrifying howl, but what this howl sounds like varies wildly, perhaps even more so than its physical description. The Wikipedia entry describes the Ozark Howler's cry as being a combination of a wolf's howl and an elk's bugle.
What the heck does that mean? You said that.
However... Witnesses have also described it as being similar to a hyena's laugh.
Oh, just like I just did?
Yeah.
That was for you folks, really.
I keep thinking howl. I keep thinking, oh, lovey.
Oh, Mr. Howl.
So the origins of the Ozark Howler legend aren't really clear. Some sources claim that there's been sightings going back as far as the 1800s. In the 1950s, there was supposedly a sighting where a black goat-like creature was described as being the Ozark Howler, despite not matching any of the current common descriptions at all.
How about you come to that conclusion?
I have no idea. So the idea that the Ozark Howler is a cat-like creature supposedly originates from the sighting in the early 1980s when a truck driver who had pulled off the side of the road for the night described seeing a black cat-like creature that had long tail, shaggy fur, a stocky build, a beard, and red eyes. Apparently had been up drinking all night.
The creature.
There's also been speculation that the Ozark Howler might merely be a misidentified big cat. The Arkansas Fish and Game Department does not recognize its existence as a previously unknown animal because no one has ever caught one or recovered a body. Instead, the agency says that these sightings are actually of pet panthers that have somehow escaped captivity.
Oh, that would be scary.
Another theory on the identity of the Ozark Howler links to the extinct saber-toothed cats. Now, the idea here being that it may be a modern descendant of these animals.
Mm-hmm.
In the cryptozoological community, it's been suggested that the Ozark Howler is related to the Black Dog of Death from British folklore, a creature is often said to be associated with hellhounds or the devil. Some sources have claimed that the first sightings of the creature originated with settlers from Ireland, Scotland, and England who would have brought the legend of the Black Dog of Death with them. And over time, the legend evolved to its modern tale.
Mm-hmm.
So, last but not least, most people seem to think it's a hoax. They believe the whole Ozark Howler myth is a hoax, period. And in his book, Cryptozoology, Science, and Speculation, Chad Arment writes of how he and other cryptozoologists received emails with outrageous claims of a creature called the Ozark Howler. And these messages were traced back to a university student. It was revealed that this student, after mocking how myths of the chupacabra had spread across the internet in the 1990s, had a bet that he could fool the cryptozoological community. So prominent cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman, and remember we heard about Lauren Coleman, he was the expert on the Missouri Monster.
Mm-hmm. Momo.
He's very adamant about the Ozark Howler being a hoax. He said that he is the person who originally tracked down the originator of the emails he and Arendt and others received, but eventually he obtained a full confession from the student of how the elaborate hoax, including creating multiple websites in an attempt to plant the idea that these sightings were back as far earlier than what they actually did, was pulled off.
But so, even though people seen these things, but this thing never really hurt anybody. Right. Like nobody. Like, so he never tried to hurt anybody, basically. They just saw this thing.
Right.
Basically, and that was it.
But according to this, nobody ever saw it. It was just a bunch of websites where this guy had made up mm-hmm. and put in all these sites to make it look like there were previous sightings.
Isn't that crazy?
So in the article, Ozark Howler, Faux Cryptozoology, Coleman tells us how he tracked down the hoaxer, wrote up the full story in a draft originally written in 1998, co-authored with Jerome Clark, with the draft eventually being published in 1999. However, his editors decided to drop all the entries in the book related to hoaxes, ultimately leaving out Coleman's story of the true origins of the Ozark Howler legend. Today, when searching online for information about the Ozark Howler, there is a little mention of it even possibly being a hoax, let alone saying that it is conclusively one. If Coleman is correct in saying that the legend truly originated with this proven hoax, then he is also correct in saying that debunking it has remained far more obscure than the legend itself. Many modern bloggers write profiles of the Ozark Howler, will still claim sightings to go back decades or even hundreds of years, usually with no source or citation to back it up. So is Ozark Howler real in the sense that something like Bigfoot is real, or was it just part of an elaborate hoax by a bored university student? I'll leave it up to you guys to decide.
Well, I mean, he sounds about as tame as anything we've been talking about. Do you know what I'm saying? Tame like, I mean.
Well, yeah, he's tame if he exists, but that's what he's saying.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying if we had to, out of everything we talk about, he seems harmless if he was real.
Right.
Yeah.
No, just, I get that.
Yeah. Just hairy. Most of these things are hairy.
Yeah, they tend to all be hairy. Except for the lizard ones that are scaly.
It's hairy and scaly.
So
they don't venture out much. They
wasn't
just...
that a movie from the '80s? I'll have what she's having when Harry met Scaly. Was that?
No.
It's just a thought. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 80. I'm sure it's one you'll want to forget immediately.
No, I'm sure.
And let's move on to episode 81 tomorrow. Thank you, guys.
Hey, guys. If you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.